Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Cultish by Amanda Montell. Sophie, I gotta ask, did this book make you paranoid about like every group you're in?
Oh, totally. I started hearing thought-terminating cliches everywhere after reading this. It's like once you see the pattern, you can't unsee it. And that's kind of the point of the book.
Okay, so the big idea here is that cults aren't just those weird compounds with matching robes and a charismatic leader. Montell says the real power is in the language, and that same language is all around us.
Right. She calls it cultish language, and it operates on a spectrum. It's not just Jonestown or Heaven's Gate. It's in multi-level marketing, CrossFit, wellness influencers, and even corporate culture.
And the core trick is making you feel special and like you belong, while also shutting down your critical thinking. It's a 1-2 punch.
Exactly. The first strategy is in-group vocabulary. Every group develops its own secret handshake of words. Like in 12-step programs, they say so for significant other. In yoga, it's on the mat. In sales, it's crushing it.
And when you learn that code, you feel like you're in on something. It's seductive. It makes you more willing to accept the group's worldview without question.
Then there are thought-terminating cliches. Phrases like, the ego is the enemy, or trust the process, or everything happens for a reason. They sound wise, but they're verbal stop signs.
They shut down questions because if you question them, you feel like you're not enlightened enough to get it. And the repetition of these phrases bypasses rational thought.
Another big one is loading the language. That's using heavy emotional and moral words for ordinary stuff. A disagreement becomes spiritual rebellion. Doubt becomes a test of faith. Leaving becomes abandoning the truth.
Suddenly, everything is a cosmic battle between good and evil. It makes moderation impossible. Every little thing feels huge.
And Montell traces this back to religious movements like the Shakers and Scientology, but also to secular ones. Multi-level marketing companies turn selling into a spiritual mission with words like dream, freedom, and legacy.
It's wild how they use military metaphors too, like building a team and fighting for your future. It creates urgency and purpose even when people aren't making money.
Then there's the wellness industry. They use words like toxins, cleanse, detox, and natural with religious fervor. It's all about pure versus poisonous.
And they have their own cliches. Listen to your body. You are what you eat. It sounds empowering, but it shuts down actual evidence-based thinking.
The narrative is huge too. Every cultish group tells a story. The world is broken. We have the truth. Outsiders will try to stop you, and only full commitment will save you.
That story explains everything. So any setback becomes proof of the world's hostility, and any doubt becomes a test of your commitment. There's no room for alternative interpretations.
What's really disturbing is that smart, educated people are not immune. In fact, they might be more vulnerable because they're better at rationalizing their own behavior.
And social media makes it worse. The algorithms reward extreme, emotional language, so thought-terminating cliches and us versus them rhetoric thrive online.
But Montell isn't just trying to scare us. She wants us to be aware. Once you recognize these patterns, they lose their power. You can pause and ask, what is this cliche actually saying?
And she talks about healthy cultishness too. Not all group language is bad. A sports team or a book club can have shared vocabulary that creates genuine bonds.
The difference is whether it opens up possibilities or closes them down. Healthy language invites questioning and allows dissent. It makes you feel more alive, not smaller.
So the takeaway for me is that the best protection is critical thinking plus authentic connection. Real relationships that encourage questioning make us less likely to fall for false intimacy.
And if you want to keep exploring these ideas, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. It's got over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. And it starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. In the end, Cultish is about freedom, the everyday freedom to think for yourself, question authority, and choose your own path. And it starts with paying attention to the words you hear and speak. We'll see you in the next one.